Hi, everybody. Michelle from Booth Islands here with Hi-Fi George.
Hi, George. Yep. Hi, everybody.
We just encountered a real humdinger of a thing. It was very perplexing. George was on his computer, and what happened, George?
Well, I suddenly got this dialogue that popped up saying that a program was trying to communicate with me or send a message to me. I forget what the exact wording of that was, but...
And it was through interactive services.
Interactive services, and I'm like, what is that, first of all?
Yeah.
I had never heard of that before.
So, and I wouldn't even let him move.
No, everything was silent. I had no way to... The one thing I had, in retrospect, I did not try was maximizing the window, but I don't think that would have helped.
Actually, it probably would have, I had to go into the taskbar.
Something came up from underneath, but it might have helped me initially, it might not have, because there was a button that said display message.
Yeah.
That was able to be spoken later once we got fiddling with it. But, I mean, I gave the computer over to Michelle because I wasn't able to get this to move in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got it and I clicked on it and it's like, okay, display the message. Well, yeah, g'day.
What else would I do when you won't let me do anything else?
Exactly. So I said that, and it called up the box program.
Yeah, I've got this, just a bit of background here. I've got a program on my computer that, it's on my desktop, called Box Sync.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what it is, I've had some friends that we've shared some stuff across Box, which is similar to Dropbox. But this is just by a different company. Anyways, it has a similar feature on it where content gets... syncs to a folder.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sends you something, it ends up in your Box folder.
Yeah.
And likewise, anything you put in that folder, if you're sharing with somebody, will get sent to them.
Yeah.
So this is the little program that handles all that was trying to send me a message.
Yeah. So basically, I wanted to log George in. And I've got to submit a warning here.
Yes.
If you are using Box and screen readers, you are going to have to get somebody sighted to help you to do this. Because I started typing. My normal speed, nothing came out of those speakers.
Also,
nothing.
There was nothing red displaying what edit field was what.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know whether you were entering password, email, or even if there was an edit field to begin to put that stuff into.
Yeah. So, you're going to have to get somebody sighted. So I did that, and get in, and it said, oh, it starts syncing now, and I'm like, no, I don't think we want to do that. Because there's really nothing that's changed, so I double-checked with George. And
oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, I just said just close it out or something like that.
Yeah, but I didn't realize it was trying to start syncing. It probably wouldn't have done anything anyways.
No.
It probably will next time.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
I went and did that, and it said, something like, I couldn't remember what the first part, but the button was like return now, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, get out of here.
And so I took it back to George's screen and the NVDA,
I have a little dialogue that comes up with NVDA when it starts up. I could choose to shut it down, but occasionally I like to use it to quickly change the controls. I use a couple different keyboards, and one of them I like having set up as a laptop so that you use the caps lock as a modifier rather than the insert as an NVDA key.
So anyway,
so that's why that was there.
Yeah. So we got him back, and things are good. But I just thought that I would put that as a Tech Tuesday, and usually I'm better at saying welcome to Tech Tuesday, but welcome anyway. Welcome to my followers on Twitter, and any new followers on Twitter, Audio Boo, Facebook, whatever, that are listening to this as well. So I hope you enjoy, and I guess I'm going to do an evaluatory. I don't do an evaluatories on Tech Tuesday, but I'm going to do so with regards to Box. I wouldn't use the program because of the fact that I've heard it be complicated and also, too, inaccessible for those that, to me, that use screen readers.
However, having said that, I do find, just my opinion, that the app on the iPhone isn't bad.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's actually pretty good on the iOS.
There you go. Okay, so that's where I would suggest that you use Box. So anyway, I hope that helps you guys. Wherever your journeys take you today, it's very hot today, so we're not going very far.
No.
But wherever they take you, take care, safe journeys, and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.